The death of a 51-year-old indigenous man in custody in Kawenyama, North Queensland last week adds to the growing list of indigenous deaths in custody, which has surpassed 500 since 1988. Despite recommendations by the Royal Commission into Aboriginal deaths in custody from 1987, the death toll against First Nations communities remains disproportionate to non-Indigenous counterparts. The Wire's Vavina Jordan asked Associate Dean of Indigenous Programs and Senior Research Fellow at the University of Melbourne, Dr. Ellie Covillo, what is driving neglect towards Indigenous deaths in custody?
Basically, no one cares other than Indigenous people. The system was developed on a colonialistic viewpoint, utilised this justice system to empower themselves to take our lands and incarcerate us, massacre us from the day they came here. If we look around, it's still going, and that's a system that we're in. Systemic structures in place, embedded, and continue on from what they were actually set up to do.
In this talk that you gave on the Law Justice and the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody, you spoke about the inadequate care towards diagnosing health issues.
There's no secret that our people are the most sickest people in this country. For the first decade of Close the Gap, it only looked at KPIs around health and didn't take into account the justice space. And, you know, our people have third world country health issues. We have cognitive issues, and that play a big part when we're in the justice space, you know. People are hearing problems, heart problems, diabetes. So all these impact on when we're incarcerated, when we're in lockup. There's a biased view around our people. We're not afforded the same sort of care and respect when we're in these situations. So if we compare an Indigenous person and a non-Indigenous person, you'd see that the treatment is totally different. Myself, just recently, I've been racially profiled in an affluent suburb because I was driving a fairly new car and I was pulled over and asked all sorts of questions. I wouldn't think that a non-Indigenous person would get the same treatment. And we know from the research that bail and sentencing and Indigenous people ain't afforded the same things that non-Indigenous people are. We have deep justices from Supreme Courts across Australia basically stating that and questioning the unconscious bias our people face when they come into every facet of their justice system. Non-Indigenous people of legal standings in our community stipulating this themselves. If we go right back to Royal Commission and Aboriginal Deaths in Custody, and if we go through the recommendation, that they talk about discrimination throughout all facets of not only the justice system, but the education system, our health system, and it goes on and on and on. We can then go through every decade and we can see so many Senate inquiries around justice. We can go through the most recent, the Pathways to Justice report done by the Australian Law Reform Commission, which neither the former government and the current federal government have acknowledged or endorsed. And those recommendations are now just sitting there being ignored.
These issues are deep-seated, stemming from colonialism. What systems should be held accountable?
97% of the population needs to make sure that politicians are making sure that everything's equal for everyone, not just major population. We're 3% of the population. We make up predominantly 28% of the prison population, right? And we're one of the highest incarceration groups in the world, not only just in Australia. The system itself needs to be overhauled because it's, again, I said at the start, it's systemically racist. It doesn't only affect Indigenous people, but it affects all people of colour, right? This system itself needs to be overhauled and changed, and it won't change overnight. These biases are embedded strongly in this system.
Given that there's a correlation between Indigenous deaths in custody to the overwhelming amount of Indigenous people imprisoned, what can be done to change the course of Indigenous incarceration in general?
Something that could help basically would be to implement recommendations that have been done. Every time we have an inquest, there's another set of recommendations that come out. So we have all these recommendations, and majority of them are saying the same thing, right, over the decades. They're not being implemented, or they're half-baked implemented. The system is racist, and unfortunately, majority of our Australians have an unconscious biased view towards Indigenous Australians. Until we start to change that, we're going to have these issues continually happening. It's only the families that are constantly fighting and arguing for change. So they don't want to see anyone else go through the same things that they're going through. But until the country realises this, we're not going to really make any inroads.
These are recommendations put forth by the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody.
Better training for police, police not interviewing police in regards to wrong bail conditions, sentencing, provision of wraparound services so that we can utilise bail better, ongoing training around cultural understanding. It's all there, regurgitated every time we have an inquiry. We get frustrated. Indigenous people who work in these spaces are they get traumatized, and they obviously battle on, and their well-being needs to be checked. But if we don't have these people in these places fighting for our families and our communities, there's no one else going to do it. You can talk about the recommendations as long as we want, but the reality is that they're not being implemented. Indigenous Australians are 3% of the population, and we definitely need our friends, and we absolutely need to put pressure on governments to make a tough stand and start to make change in this space. Our people are dying in custody, and our women now are the fastest growing population being incarcerated. If our women are in lockup, who's minding that kid?
That was Associate Dean of Indigenous Programs at the University of Melbourne, Dr. Eddie Covillo, ending the story by The Wire's Davina Jordan.